Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Jump out of bed and start the day, don't you think, Craig?
Absolutely. Well, in a lot of parts of the country, maybe not Wichita. Y'all just stay where you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my daughter, they canceled school at KU this morning, 4 to 8 inches last night. Yeah. So they got some snow, and it can't.
I did see reports of thunder snow in Kansas City. Somebody tell Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore gets a boner when he yells that.
I have to assume.
We have that clip still or not?
I think it's in there, yeah.
Okay,
that's what he yells when he butts.
I think his like spidey sense goes off whenever there's thunder snow.
Yeah, I can't blame him.
No, he was.
I blame him.
But we've all seen that. It's not even a new. It's like, I remember seeing that. Here it is. Let me see that. Yeah, thunder snow freakout. It's called here if you're playing at the at home game. Here it is.
And he does.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh my God! You got to be kidding me! Wow! You can have your $500 million jackpot, but I'll take this baby. Four lightning strikes. Four episodes of thunder snow.
Shut up!
I'll take this, baby. It did sound like the Boston thing right there, Nick. You're right.
He doesn't want $500 million.
No, $500 million. But I do like the thunder snow.
Yeah.
A couple of times I've heard it.
Yeah. Find someone who likes you the way Jim Cantore likes thunder snow. Yeah.
What about $100 million and one thunder snow?
Jimmy, almost there. Give me a girl voice, by the way. Hi, Jimmy, almost there.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. Wow. You can have your $500 million jackpot, but I'll take this, baby. Four lightning strikes, four episodes of thunder snow.
That was a good girl voice.
Yeah. It's a horrible voice. Start. I said as a dude,
I'm
incorporating that into the show more often.
Hi. Hi.
Shut up!
All right. It was snowing. Wichita, he got some snow, right, Craig?
Oh, like the whole, like it's moving across. The whole middle part of the country.
Yeah. All right.
Looks like it clears out about 11 o'clock.
All right, good for them.
5 inches or so.
Yeah, just stay home.
Yeah, winter storm.
Well, we're not talking issues. Omaha, by the way. If you're still laying in bed and looked outside, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's been the strangest winter that I can remember.
Well, I know our city, it's warmer than a couple years for sure. Yeah.
No snow cover either.
No.
That helps.
Not much snow this year.
It helps keep it warm, right?
In fact, I think Wichita has gotten more snow than Omaha.
I think they have,
year.
And that never happens.
I think they've gotten more today than we have all winter.
Yeah.
You're right.
I remember there being milder temperatures, but that was kind of sandwiched in between winter storms.
Meatball, our buddy Meatball, you're right, it was sandwiched in between our buddy Meatball at T95 and also Z92. Remember, you got a good window got broken in with his guitar.
Office.
And apparently they did what they probably do around here. They put a piece of plywood up.
Oh, I'm sure that's weatherproof.
And he said something like, "Hey, there's a big snowstorm coming in, so I guess I'm wearing a jacket." Plywood.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Your office is 45 degrees. Sorry.
It's the same company.
Are they owned by the same company?
Oh, yeah.
That's just what that is now.
Sure.
Now, that's your window.
And by the way, we are... You know, to give the company some credit, we are in a brand new facility, and it's really nice, but they're not.
No.
They're not.
No.
They're not.
How long do you think it's going to take to get this door fixed?
I don't know. He tweeted it out, so, you know, I wanted to help him out a little bit and say, fix Meatball's office. So, because that plywood, it's like driving down the street when a windshield got busted out or the side window of a car got busted out, and it's all just taped up. You know, for days to come.
For the winter.
For the winter, right.
Ever find their autographed guitar?
I haven't heard anything.
No.
Ever find the Portland pickle?
The Portland pickle?
The pickle.
No.
Find the pickle.
I still don't know what kind of criminal breaks into somebody's office like that and doesn't take the WWE Hell in a Cell folding chair that was right there next to the window.
All of them.
That's the real value yeah. right there.
A cool burglar?
Yeah. The guy says we don't need that. Nobody wants it. The guitars are cool.
Burglar with a girlfriend?
All right, Chris in Wichita.
A burglar with a girlfriend, right.
Ignoring Craig's advice and going to work.
Yeah, well, you got to go to work.
Roads look a little snow covered. Right. Be safe out there. Yeah.
Please.
Let me get some horrible email. We're not even going to do any of the stories, but thank you for sharing. Yeah, there was a sperm cupcakes. Which is not a new business, by the way. It's a franchise. You want to drive into those.
But not from a high school?
There's a backstory to that. It's a lot more.
On the surface, you'd like that to be a fun story.
Yeah, if you dig into it, it's more about child pornography.
It's hideous.
Right. Yeah, but it's a cop. I mean, he looks like a cop in that photo. Sorry, cops. A lot of you look the same. Wait, most of you, like by far, are not this guy.
It's no high school baking class.
No, that's what was sent to us. Hey, Shades of West Side High School, which is a high school here in Omaha that that was kids in a home ec class. Still wrong.
Their idea of a prank.
So I'm thinking, okay, I click on the story. It's 72 cupcakes, sperm in them from the Karen wife. Thinking, oh, that is kind of funny. Oh, no, it's not. They're both.
That was exactly it.
If possible, they're worse people than that headline.
How long would it take?
They're worse in the story.
That ingredient for 72 cupcakes. You said 72?
Something like that.
Well, they're probably not filled like a donut in the middle. You know,
oh,
I mean,
that's like your Van Wilder. you're thinking cream filled. That would take forever.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point otherwise?
Probably about 72 days.
That's it.
Right, because by the end of the day, there's no filling.
Right.
It's not an eclair.
So that's the story. That's the fun part of the story, what we're talking about there. The rest of it's pretty bad.
How long ago was that West Side Story?
God,
a few years?
Years now.
So those kids are probably
15 years
like
at least.
30?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They love when we talk about it.
Those kids are probably in the school board now.
And I, for some reason, did look into this, and there is no word on the Portland Pickle mascot.
No update.
Being found.
No update.
I saw a headline that said other mascots were like helping look for it. Like I didn't go any further than that.
I just love the fact.
I was like, oh, yeah. Damn it.
I love the fact that they should. And,
like, this sucks.
And they should be actually in their outfits, too, just walking around.
I think that's what it was.
I saw the same story. It was done on local news.
All the Portland, you know, yeah.
But obviously a national news package.
What's the Trailblazers mascot? They got one? Some sort of lion or tiger or something that jumps up and down?
Know.
Who knows?
That's a good question.
What is the Trailblazers mascot?
I don't know.
That should be that's a trivia question right there.
I'm picturing that doofus from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, gritty.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's no. Oh. Phillies is Philly Fanatic.
Yeah, Gritty, the Fanatic.
Gritty's the hockey guy.
He's the hockey team. He's the Flyers guy.
The Trailblazers have Blaze the Trail Cat.
It's a cat. I bet she was out looking for the pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they also have, I think they have a higher level minor league baseball team in Portland too. Because that pickle's just like an independent league summer thing.
That's college players.
The Pickles.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the Pickles are, college players. How about Portland State? What's their mascot, Todd? You lived in Portland, man.
Oh, they're the Vikings.
Okay, there you go. They got a guy in a Viking gear. Probably half pissed off.
Doesn't it?
Right. They never get to the championship.
Yeah. Well, they get there.
Yeah. Yeah, in
Not
76.
In, a while.
In 76.
Right.
Are the Portland Beavers still a thing?
Don't know.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah. Got a beaver and a cat and a Viking all out looking for a pickle.
Yeah, walk into a bar.
Walk into a bar. We can't find a pickle. Let's stop and have a drink. Once again, there's our backstory for the mascots.
It would be hard for a mascot just to relax.
Yeah.
I guess at a bar, you'd be better off than like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. Yeah, the kids will walk up to you.
To be mainly adults at a bar.
Yeah, they wouldn't care.
Except for the crappy parents that bring their kids to a bar.
Yeah.
Well, if the mascot's there.
Or Nick.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people.
I bet you see some kids at the bar. Your weekend gigs.
And being in the bar is not a big deal. Being in the bar at 11 o'clock at night is the deal.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Right. Enjoy the comedy.
Well, being in like a bar and grill, like if it's just a straight bar.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. Because, like, growing up in a small town, there were only a couple places to eat, and one of them was the bar and grill.
Of course. I was in a bar as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are times, I've seen kids so young that I'm like, oh, I'm not worried about their stance on Santa Claus.
No, no.
Yeah. Because they can't comprehend anything happening around them.
Oh, they're too young at that point. Right, yeah.
So there's other kids, I'm like, is this going to ruin
their life? That. Right. This crazy man on stage talking about busting a nut. Who's that guy?
Remember that freak for the rest of their miserable lives.
Oh, nightmares about broken wings forever.
Where should the kids show up this weekend, Nick? Where
I'll be at Bogey's Grill in Denison on Friday.
Kids, come on out.
Yep.
There'll be Bulldogs kids there. At Murdoch. Yep.
The small towns kids will be there.
Sure.
There's a lack of stuff to do.
Bet you there'll be kids in both those gigs.
Kids out to see the show.
I hope not. But a lot of times it'll happen. Depending on when you show up, you'll be like, oh, God, there's kids here.
Yeah, I know.
And then you look at, like, to see what stage of eating they're at.
True, but then a lot of times I've seen that before, not performing, just being in one of those situations, and all of a sudden the kid ends up just being there, and the parents just end up getting more drinks, and the kids are just there.
Yeah.
And they're just there, you know. When's the show start, Mommy?
Like, chicken nuggets have been gone for a long time.
Well, we wanted to go out, but we didn't have a babysitter, so we're still going out.
Yeah. And a guy's going to tell dirty jokes on stage.
Right. What's a queef?
Ask your mom.
If you're in the car right now, ask your mom that. What's a queef?
They head back into first grade with that knowledge. They shouldn't know that.
No, they should not say the word queef in first grade. Although
bodily noises for 600.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that You don't want your kid to be the reason that's rolling around the elementary school.
Right. You would giggle. Right. You pulled in a sir, yeah. Mr. Evans, your son said queef this morning.
Your son is telling everyone what that is, asking people if they can do it.
But in Nick's instance, that'd be perfectly all right. One of the kids saw it at the bar. I heard it from a guy at the bar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With a microphone.
Guy at the bar told me this.
Yeah. I got a koozie.
Freak with a microphone.
You don't have to hang around the community and take any crap.
And a license plate holder.
I gotta rather be masturbating license plate holder hanging off my bike. Of course, at a certain age you would be.
Yeah. Well,
any age.
Thank you.
Good point.
Yeah, you should get some, like, school backpacks made up. Backpack. Say, I'd rather be masturbating.
Yeah.
For the kids. Something for the kids.
Nick Allen,
comedian. At the merch table.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
Have your kids walk around school with them first, though, you know. Dad, maybe bring this to school. You want one?
My kids would hate it.
Of course they would. Their dad's not funny.
No.
No.
No, they don't appreciate you.
No.
Well, and they're right.
You know comedy.
Yeah. They don't think you do.
That does piss my daughter off. She's like, you're not funny. I'm like, well, I will be, Friday night at 9.
Many think otherwise.
I'm not doing a show for you, honey. Right.
Not my demo. Right.
Uber is now letting drivers see their ratings that they've gotten from other drivers. I'm sorry, letting riders see how they are rated by drivers.
Yeah, you usually just get,
what
your average is, right?
Yeah, your rolling average.
Yeah. Yeah, the company announced a new option that allows users to see a breakdown of every rating they've gotten from drivers when they use the service. Uber said the goal of the new feature is to create a better understanding of a user's current rating, also meant to incentivize good behavior.
I don't know. I'd like
during
to know.
Rides.
Yeah, I just don't know why it's even less than, like, mine's 4.94.
That means somebody didn't give me a five.
Yeah, you must have farted.
Yep. But it's been, you know,
to do it.
I don't have how many trips I've actually had. Does it tell me how many I've actually had here? Rides. You know, I don't know. I haven't done this. So I did this. When did I do this? I must have done it in December.
In a long while.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I don't have a lot of them over the years. Maybe I do. Yeah, I do have a bunch more. I thought I did. But yeah. And so somebody gave me a four, Dick. Because I always overtip these Uber guys.
I'm a 4.94 as well.
Yeah. Somebody gave you
exactly the same rating. Right.
Maybe they don't allow a perfect five.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, somebody had to give you a four. If everybody gives you a five, no, I must have farted or something like that. One guy started talking to a while, and then halfway through the ride, I'm thinking, oh, this guy does not want to hear me because I'm drunk and I'm just blah, blah.
There's your four.
Yeah. That was my four.
Well, it says here, very few people have a perfect rating, so don't despair if your average isn't 5.0. Things that seem small to you can matter to your driver.
Right, like a queef.
You farted. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to accidentally...
Smell like queefs in here?
Oh, you know what? We need Uber drivers to check in and why they would give a guy a four or a five.
It says here, it's easy to accidentally slam a door if you're not thinking about it.
And by the way, I don't blame an Uber driver for a little bit because they're just sensitive. They're doing this every night, all the time, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So one little thing can set them off. Ah, four.
So 4.94 is
oh, it's still, good.
Is really good.
I'd be pissed if it was less than that, actually,
yeah.
Because I do actually, I tip well, I shut up, I don't puke, you know. I talk.
It's completely opposite of hanging out at home.
I talk if they talk, you know. You're right. Yeah, I don't get a 4.94 at home.
Yeah.
Oh, no. High twos.
Sitting around at high twos around the house. Who gave me a two? Mom.
Everybody. The dog gave you a three.
That miniseries coming up about Uber looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, that looks good, man.
If you get less than a five, do they tell you why? Is there a reason? Do they have to put in a reason?
I don't.
Well, no, I don't think they have to.
You did this for a hot minute.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So you didn't rate any drivers?
I don't know if I rated passengers. Yeah, maybe. I probably had like eight passengers.
Right. Yeah, no, I can't get into my Uber app.
I didn't do it long enough to be like this again.
Yeah.
But I thought I had a five for some time.
Well, you probably only did it a couple times maybe, but yeah, somebody had to give me in bus a four.
Oh, yeah. It says here safety is one of the things that drivers are told to figure into their ratings for a passenger. So if you didn't put your seatbelt on.
I always do.
Maybe.
I always do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait times, courtesy, and safety are the things that they mention here. So be there when they get there.
Okay, got it.
Be courteous.
Yeah.
Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Maybe you creeped them out.
That might have been it.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
You probably get a bad rating if you don't put on a mask.
Well, right now, yeah.
They might kick you out of the car.
Over the past 2 years.
Right now, I don't think, yeah. I think
you have to have a mask
mandatory.
On. Yeah. I Ubered when I was in Pittsburgh to see the Steelers.
Mask.
And it was a good distance from the airport. Yeah, he had a mask on. Me and my son had a mask on.
Oh, if they have to, like, if your location in the app isn't exactly where you're at, if they got to search a little bit to find you, maybe that'll bump you down a little bit.
That's how we probably got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember actually just ripping one in an Uber car, you know.
Half a block away or
although
something.
Although I wouldn't put it past me. If I had to go, I got to go.
Well, if everybody's wearing a mask, right. I figure that should help.
Eating in the car, maybe.
Yeah,
but they don't have the charcoal filter mask.
Some people, I guarantee you, there are people out there with really low ratings because they brought somebody with them who just blew chunks.
Yeah.
And chunks wasn't the dog. Oh, that'd be pretty bad, too, in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That's even worse than puking.
Yeah, I'd go with that, Nick.
But I think that, isn't that like a...
One star, bestiality.
Isn't that like an automatic... Like,
you might get a five, though, for some guys.
Right.
$75 or $100 upcharge for the driver.
If you puke, yeah, if you puke.
And that goes right to the driver, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Seems like it should be more.
They have to clean it out, right?
Yeah, because they got
to
clean it up. Right.
Joey says, I had a few guys get in, and one guy waited till he was in my car to fart and thought it was funny.
Oh.
One star.
Yeah.
That's funny for a second. Then it stinks.
I know.
Yeah.
It is funny. But then it stinks.
Here's my buddy Donnie. He gets a 4.94 as well.
Yeah.
They must grade on a curve.
I still think somebody gave us fours, you know, as opposed to fives. But now we can find out who did that, huh?
I guess.
All right.
Somebody you can certainly see your ratings.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, who's this?
Uber driver on one.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you driving right now?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
Is somebody in the back seat farting?
No, there is not.
Why would you give somebody a 3 or a 4 as opposed to a 5?
Most of the time, it just depends on their demeanor. I mostly give 5 stars.
Right.
I typically give anything lower than a 5-star.
Yeah.
But the people I give the 1-star to are the ones that need to go 2 blocks.
Oh.
And I drive across town to drive them 2 blocks.
Oh, yeah. The 2 blocks. Did they know it was only 2 blocks, or they're just being dicks?
No, they're just being dicks.
Okay, how about, has anybody ever puked in your car? We always hear that.
Multiple times, yes.
And how much is that, do you get for that?
Typically, depending on the size of the mess, I get $150.
But you don't. Right. But even cleaning puke up sucks, man.
Can you give 0 stars?
Yeah.
You can't give 0 stars. But the drivers always have to rate the riders. We don't have an option. We have to.
Oh, you have to.
Riders don't have to rate their driver, but we always have to rate the rider.
But okay, I think puking earns you an automatic 0.
Bush and I are just bummed out that somebody gave us a 4. Why, if a person was quiet and did seatbelt all the stuff, and you gave him a 4 instead of a 5?
Right. What earns you a 4?
What's the reasoning for that?
See, I don't ever give 4 stars. I either give a 5 or 1. That's the only 2 ratings I give.
I'm sure there's a lot just
all
like
right,
you.
All right. I like that. All right, man. I appreciate your phone call, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
Drive safe, Chris.
Yep. Yeah.
Bye now.
Yeah, 4 is just being a dick, puss.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. 5 or a 1.
I know I've never been a 1-star.
There's no middle ground there. I like that.
Either you puke or you do it right.
I've never been a 1-star passenger. Yeah. I know that.
Years ago, this was a cab, and I love that 2-block story. Remind me, I was in Vegas with some old promotion lady, Barb, and we're waiting for a cab in Vegas, and we wanted to go to another casino. And I wasn't familiar with Vegas. I'd only been there once before. And she didn't know a lot about where we were actually either. And we were pretty drunk. We're walking out, and we go, take us. We get in the cab, and the guy starts yanking out. And we go, take us to, I'll just say Caesar's or something like that. And he looks up, he looks back at us, and he just points. He goes, it's right there. It was literally catty corner from where we were.
Get out.
He said he was pissed. I said, oh, man, we're sorry. And he just kept going, dropped us off. He was pissed. Rightly so.
But
rightly so.
Did he start farting just to piss you off?
No, but she queefed.
Cab driver doesn't rate you, though.
No, they don't. I know, but I felt we weren't being dicks. We just didn't know where we were, and he actually pointed to it, and it was catty corner.
Okay, take 3 laps up and down the strip, and then drop us off.
Yeah. They don't rate you, but they certainly judge you.
Oh, he did. He really did. All right.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.